And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with us speaking of the arts. Welcome, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I would also like to welcome Jerry Wellman and Matthew Chase Daniel, who are the founders and directors of Axel Contemporary, Santa Fe's mobile art gallery. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mary
Thank
Charlotte.
You. Thank
Good
you,
morning.
Mary Charlotte.
Now, you guys are doing this super cool project called Economology. Economology is a combination of ecology and economy.
Economy, yeah.
Economologies. So what is it?
Well, the idea was there is a place where economics and ecology and art can meet. We're looking to begin a conversation about that, maybe some creative solutions. A lot of people are very concerned about the economy and ecology. And in fact, yesterday I heard Courtney on your program.
Yeah.
And he's exactly the kind of person. In fact, one of his colleagues will be on our panel. That's going to be this Wednesday at SFAI as a part, one of the many events that is part of Economologies.
What are the various events?
Well, we've created 8 different projects. There's an exhibition in our mobile gallery, which opens tonight. And there's a round table and a symposium, one at Santa Fe Art Institute, one at CCA. There's a moneyless yard sale that Jerry's organizing that'll be at CCA.
A moneyless yard sale.
That's right. You can come. Well, there's 2 ways to participate. One would be come, bring a blanket, put your stuff down there, and the other would be just to come and shop. And the whole idea is you can pick up anything you want, literally, for a song.
Oh, you have to sing for it?
Or a dance, or a poem.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever. Or you can walk around. Let's say you have stuff on display that you brought. You can walk around and see what other people have. And let's say there's a book at one table, and you want to swap for that book, and they can come to your display. And it's all negotiated, but the main thing is no money.
Excellent.
So some of our other projects, we're starting a CSA, which is based on community-supported agriculture, but we're doing it as an art subscription project. So we're going to actually do 4 limited edition T-shirts that we're going to produce over the course of a year. And if you subscribe, you get those 4 shirts. And it's an open call for submissions for artwork, which is active now, for artists to design artwork made to be screen printed onto shirts, which Jerry and I will print over at Warehouse 21. We're also doing a project which I conceived of called Dollar Distribution, and I raised on Kickstarter $1,500, and I have it all as $1 bills, and each day for about a month, just dropping them all around Santa Fe in different areas, on the sidewalk, in bushes, in flower beds, in shirts, in thrift store clothing, in books in the library. So 1,500 locations. It's that joy that you get when you... that nice experience when you're walking down the street and you find a penny or a quarter or a dollar or a $20 bill. So I just wanted to replicate that for 1,500 people.
So you're saying money does create happiness?
A little bit sometimes, yeah.
Excellent. So this is all Economologies. And apparently yours truly is going to be moderating the panel on Wednesday night.
That's right.
That's right.
And we're really happy to have you there.
And so... people from all different fields talking about economy and ecology, basically.
That's right. We're going to have Maria. We are the people, which is about community banking.
We are people here.
Oh, we up? I'm sorry. That's right. We're also going to be talking about community-owned utilities. We're going to be bringing in the people from Time Bank, which is a way of sharing what you do in terms of time rather than money.
That's really advanced in some cities. I don't think we really have got it off the ground here.
No, but
like you provide an hour of accounting and somebody else provides an hour of massage therapy, but it doesn't have to be a one-to-one exchange with that person.
That's
exactly.
Yeah.
Also, Wayne Muller, who's an author, will be on the panel. He wrote a book recently called A Life of Being, Doing, and Having Enough, and he's talking about how our endless striving to have more and do more isn't necessarily what we need or what the world needs.
No, we're just feeding the beast.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes a lot out of our insecurities and our
No, it comes out of the system that demands more productivity from us.
Well, that's part of it,
yeah,
definitely.
That too.
We're also going to have Craig Conley, who was worked with Courtney, who you interviewed yesterday at the Kivira Coalition. He'll be talking about creative approaches and using an artist model as well as the scientific model to solve and work with ecological issues, like especially grasslands management. And we'll also have Sanjit Sethi.
Yeah, from Santa Fe Art Institute. He's the director there now. And he'll be talking about what SFAI does and how they engage artists to address the problems of our time, including economics and ecology.
So this is a lot of stuff going on in the coming days. And where's the gallery, the mobile art gallery, going to be tonight, today?
Right outside of Site Santa Fe today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. So if you go to the Santa Fe Farmers Market, you're going to catch it.
That's correct.
And if people want to find out the location at any given moment, they can go to axelart.com, axleart.com. Anything else before we go?
You can look at that website. Has all 8 projects, and they actually go on for the next month.
Okay.
We end at the AHA Festival, which is September 14th.
Oh, so it's going on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Matthew Chase Daniel and Jerry Wellman, Axel Contemporary Economologies, thank you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. See you on Wednesday.
Excellent. And Rob DeWalt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is it's an action-packed weekend.
It's an action-packed
There's
weekend.
There's a lot going on.
We just talked about the melodrama during the first segment.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
We've got the great guys from Axel,
yes.
whom I love.
Yes. Fabulous.
And then we have, of course, we have Santa Fe Indian Market. And we also have the inaugural Indigenous Fine Art Market that's in
yes.
the rail yard.
Yeah, that's a very big deal.
It really kicked off yesterday with the boots and a skateboard performance by Apache Skateboards, and there's more fun stuff happening today with that market, and of course Santa Fe Indian Market. There's just so much going on. I mean, I was coming into town and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be so late because there's already so much traffic on St. Francis.
Yeah, I know.
It's
stay away from downtown unless you're going to Indian Market.
Yeah, carpool.
Yeah, carpool. Use our fine city parking lots and garages.
Indigenous Fine Art Market is continuing today and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Santa Fe Rail Yard. And that's, guys, it's basically both. It's in the park. It's in the plaza area. There's going to be stage performances from noon to 4. There's going to be, I think there's a hip-hop concert, and there's all kinds of other people performing today. So you can go down there, or you can go to the IFAM website and find out more about performers there. We have, oh my gosh, there's an auction today at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a fundraiser for the Wheelwrights, and that's an awesome deal. So the fundraisers from 10 a.m. Wow, there's going to be artist demonstrations. There's going to be an auction preview, a live auction. There's going to be lots of stuff going on. That's on Museum Hill. There's the Native Cinema Showcase, which goes from today all the way through the 24th of August. So this is a lot of Santa Fe Indian Market and IFAM stuff, completely different markets, but stuff all over town. Go to the SWIA website. Or go to the IFAM website and get a really solid clue of what's going on. One of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Douglas Miles is one of my favorite artists. He's sort of involved with the Apache Skateboards Collective. He's having a show at the recently remodeled Allen Hauser Gallery down on Lincoln Avenue called The Art of Apache Resistance. And it's a solo exhibition, but it's being shown like alongside work by Mr. Hauser, of course. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight at that gallery. And that is up through the 3rd of September, I believe. And then on the 23rd, Douglas Miles and Apache Skateboards and everyone is going to have this really cool live music and live art event at the Skate School over on Early Street, 825 Early Street, sort of what I call behind Whole Foods.
Right,
sort
right,
of
right.
Ish. Tiny's Whole Foods, that general location.
Yeah, behind Tiny's and Omira Brazilian Grill. Yum.
But there's going to be like Disco Tays, one of my favorite bands. Alex DeVore from the Santa Fe Reporter wrote a great Q&A with him in this week's Reporter, which also has the official IFAM guide in it. So lots of really cool stuff. Lots of youthful artists, really engaging contemporary artists working with this new market, too.
Excellent.
So.
And Native films are at the New Mexico History Museum.
Yes.
There's also at the Jean Cocteau Cinema some Native films. We did a show on that a couple of days ago. And Drunk Town's Finest, for example. I love watching New Mexico-made films because you're always watching it and somebody you know is acting in it.
Yeah.
Like Debriana Mancini plays the mother in this one. She's a luminary of the local theater scene. It's awesome. Okay. Spanish Colonial Arts Society is presenting a lecture, luncheon, and book signing featuring Robert K. Whitman, author of the New York Times bestseller Priceless. He's a former FBI agent who specializes in investigations of stolen art and cultural property and has recovered hundreds of millions of dollars worth of art and artifacts in his career. And he's going to talk about all of that. And that's tomorrow from noon to 3 at La Posada, Santa Fe de Santa Fe Ballroom. And you can, let's see, if you are a member of the Spanish Colonial Art Society, you get a little bit of a break, but it's a seems like a pretty good deal. You can call 982-2226, extension 109 for tickets. There's going to be some tickets at the door, too. And you can go to SpanishColonial.org for more information.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, this is great. I believe there's a show this evening at the St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Which is on Palace Avenue. It's William Kinderman, a pianist, and it's going to be the music of Beethoven. Starts at 6. I understand there's no charge for this performance, so it's going to be crammed because there are going to be a lot of people downtown. But free chamber music, you know, go get it. Tons of art openings, too. Santa Fe Clay has a great opening. There's a Sculpture 619 on Canyon Road has an opening tonight. God, La Posada even has an opening tonight. McLary Fine Art. There's a lot of openings. Chiaroscuro Contemporary Art, stretching all the way from the rail yard up Canyon Road, is just going to be nuts.
Right, put on your walking shoes.
That's right. Hey, have you heard about this great band, A Tribe Called Red, that's been in town?
No.
It's sort of like dance music, but they incorporate a lot of sort of Native American sounds, you know, traditional Native American sounds. And they are going to be playing at the new-ish nightclub Sade, which is at a Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino tonight. And I believe it starts at 9 p.m., but these guys are awesome. These guys are so awesome.
What kind of awesome?
Like house music, like dance music. Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
get
really,
your pulse on.
Yeah. Get your pulse on, but it's like, people always talk about tribal when they talk about house music. And in this case, it's very, very literal in that sense. They're Canadian.
Okay.
So that's interesting. Tickets are available in advance. If you go to the SWIA website, you can find out more information about that concert.
Excellent.
And that is incorporated with IFAM and all that other good stuff. Oh, no, I'm sorry, with SWIA. Sorry.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Opsit Books is hosting Malcolm E. Bright, Rick Hendricks, and Richard W. Hughes, authors of Four Square Leagues. It's a long-awaited book, and it's the most detailed and up-to-date account of the complex history of Pueblo Indian land in New Mexico. Malcolm E. Bright is director of the Center for Land Grant Studies in Guadalupita, and he's the author of Land Grants and Lawsuits in Northern New Mexico. Rick Hendricks is the New Mexico State Historian, and Richard W. Hughes is an attorney in Santa Fe specializing in Indian law. And once again, that's tomorrow at Opposite Books in San Busco at 4 o'clock. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Also don't miss, and this is cool because it's happening on the other side of town over in my hood, at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center is the 10th Annual Santa Fe Powwow. And that's going on Saturday, August 23rd from 5 to 10:30 p.m. There's going to be, of course, there's going to be tons of dances. There's going to be board dancing. There's going to be an invocation. There's going to be artist booths and a benefit food booth sponsored by the Santa Fe Indian Center. Really low admission for this event, and it's cool because it's one you don't hear a lot about generally, the Santa Fe powwow. You hear a lot about the one in Gallup and the one in Albuquerque and the one even in Taos, but you don't hear a lot about the one in Santa Fe, and they've been doing it for 10 years. So that's one to maybe go check out this year.
Excellent. And I'm suspecting that we have a winner for the ticket giveaway. We're going to hear from Nick, who will let us know in the control room, taking care of business. And by the way, you know, like I was just, you can always stream. If you are not getting a good signal, all you do is you get a little pair of inexpensive speakers, hook them up to your computer, and stream KSFR.org.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy and fun.
I do it with headphones.
Headphones work too.
Yeah.
If you're a headphones kind of person.
Yeah. I'm a noise canceling headphone kind of guy.
Those are very, very, very good things.
What else? Are we looking at any kittens today?
We are the cat of the week. I have it right here.
Kitties.
Felines and Friends has been just wonderful about sending every single week a cat of the week. And this week's featured cat is Zorro. He is a sweet little kitty. He follows you around the house. He'll sleep and snuggle with you. He loves to play with dogs as well as people. And he would be fine in a house full of gentle, playful dogs. Zorro is a handsome boy with a medium-length black and white coat. And he is black over one eye. And he's just about a year old. So I was actually talking to Felines and Friends, and they said, oh, he's been there for a bit. They can't believe nobody's adopted him. He's just the most wonderful cat. There's some cats that are problem animals, and there's some cats that are just ready to go home and love you forever, and this is in that category. So for more information, you can call 505-316-2281, 316-2281. You can write to the email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can go to the website fandfnm.org.
Sweet.
Yep.
Hey, I want to mention this because it's a fundraiser, and it was a really fun event last year. It's going to be a really fun event again this year. It's the second annual Santa Fe VIP Cocktail Parties is Over fundraiser at 500 Montezuma Avenue, the former location of Borders Books in San Busco.
Excellent.
Right? So we've got cocktails. We've got Zobra's going to be there. Okay.
So Zobra's going to be there. You can talk to him.
Totally. There's going to be Frito pies.
Now you're talking.
You can, let's see, you can see never-before-seen works of art by the official Burning of Zobra creator Will Schuster, along with more than 400 other pieces of artwork that have been inspired by Old Man Gloom. Okay. And then you can actually bring your wit and woes, fill them out on your gloomy dispenser, or put them in the gloomy dispenser and personally touch and stuff Zozobra.
Awesome. Okay? So you can put your own very personalized gloom.
Right. There's going to be live dancing by Los Niños de Santa Fe. There's all kinds of stuff going on. If you want to learn more, go to the Santa Fe VIP website. They have a Facebook page for this event. It's tonight. From 7 to 10 p.m. There are different ticket prices for adults, teens, and kids. If you paint your faces like Zozobra, you get in really cheap. So this is awesome. And
yeah.
So this is an event that kind of helps keep tickets for Zozobra hovering at around $10 instead of the $20 that we had to suffer last year.
Right.
Or not last year, the year before. You know. So that is going to be a fantastic event. And it's a fundraiser. And you get to touch Zozobra.
That, it's all just so good.
Yeah.
And by the way, the ticket for Lila Downs has been given away, but be sure to go to Lila Downs anyway because she's a wonderful performer. And congrats to our ticket winner. And what's happening at the Screen, which is the wonderful movie theater on the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus, also known as Seafood. We've been calling it SWAD.
Yeah.
But now they call it Seafood. Okay. The one of the movies that is opening for 1 week only is called Burning Bush. It's set in Prague, 1969, and you are nodding your head sagely, which means you know about it. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, but I have heard very good things about it. It is getting wonderful reviews from both local and national critics.
Yep.
And I'm really interested to go see it. I want to know more about it. But there are other things also that I would love to see at the screen, including almost Alive Inside, which is this great documentary about Alzheimer's and music and memory and music. And I really want to go and see that. I went and saw Boyhood at CCA.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
It is.
Did you like it?
It's groundbreaking for being at least 25 minutes too long.
You know, it's funny. I missed the last 25 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't miss much.
Now I don't know what to do. I was going to go back and watch the last 25 minutes.
Well, I mean, you should, just to say, you know, you've completed the task.
Yes.
Of watching a movie that is 164 minutes long.
That movie fulfilled a fantasy that I've had for about 20 years, which is making a movie over time where the actors age at the same pace as the plot.
Yeah.
And they actually did it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. They open it with a Skyped hello from Mr. Ethan Hawke, who couldn't be here for the opening. But it's a wonderful movie. Go see it.
Who's very good in that movie.
He's very good in that movie. I mean, they're all good in that movie. I can't believe some of the acting. And I can't believe also some of the trivia. They have all this trivia about the movie written on a chalkboard as you walk into the CCA, the Cinematheque now.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, what I like to do is watch the movie and then look at the trivia later. But definitely Boyhood. Definitely the new stuff at the screen. And Jean Cocteau, of course, always has something interesting going on.
They do indeed. Just one more at the screen. A Master Builder from Jonathan Demme with the artistic trio Jonathan Demme, Andre Gregory, and Wallace Shawn. Update Henrik Ibsen's The Master Builder, a modern classic about a successful egomaniacal architect who spent a lifetime bullying his wife, employees, and mistresses, who nonetheless wants to make he wants to make peace with himself as his life approaches its final act. And Wallace Shawn and Andre Gregory were in My Dinner with Andre about 7 million years ago in the 1980s.
Huh.
Anyway, they just keep on going. And there's another movie called Living is Easy with Eyes Closed.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of good stuff over at the screen, and we're going to go to the CCA in a minute, but you go ahead and tell us what's happening at the Jean Cocteau.
We've got all kinds of stuff. The Boogie Nights, which is one of my favorites.
Boogie Nights.
The Not Rated Boy, which has a 6:30 screening on Sunday. Drunk Town's Finest, of course. The Giver, which is that new sort of freaky flick out with, I can't remember her name.
Yes.
I can't remember her name. Mood, Indigo, Native Spirits, On the Ice, Rangarok, Skins, To Be Takai, the new George Takai documentary is there, and that's playing on Sunday at 4:30, and I might have to go get tickets for that because, you know, he's my hero. Okay, and CCA?
Only thing on their website right now that I see is Boyhood. What have you got for us?
I've got things like The Age of Stupid, A Five-Star Life, and The Kill Team, but I would call to verify because...
The Kill Team is opening...
Saturday
with a Skype introduction by director Dan Krause.
Yeah.
And apparently it's really good. It's about a 21-year-old infantryman in Afghanistan who attempted with the help of his father to alert the military to heinous war crimes that his platoon was committing. It's a presentation of Veterans for Peace, and I've heard very good things about it. And the Sunday Sustainable Sunday Film Series, The Age of Stupid, that's 12:30 this coming Sunday. And then there's some other movies, but they are happening in the future. And what do you know about A Five-Star Life?
I don't know anything about A Five-Star Life, unfortunately.
It's a narrative film about somebody who is a luxury hotel critic, and she's paid to judge the most minute details of the world's most posh establishments, but yet she is hungry for something more substantial in life, and then the plot thickens.
I can imagine. That sounds like it would be like a sweet ride for a little while, and then after a while you're like, my life is empty.
Yeah, exactly.
This is awful. I'm surrounded by little miniature soaps.
sweet as they may smell.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much great stuff going on. There's...
Go ahead. Jury Art de Descartes, number 14, a juried recycled art show at the Stables Gallery at 133 Paseo de Pueblo in Paseo de Pueblo Norte in Taos. Opens today, no, opens tomorrow. There's a opening from 4 to 8, and at 5:30 there's a glam trash fashion show.
Mm.
Let's go up to Taos, or if you're in Taos, check it out.
Yeah.
It goes through September 6th, and Stables Gallery is in downtown Taos. You can call 575-751-9862 for more information.
Nice. And we are, of course, spoke about Economologies. That sounds like a really fun thing.
That is really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I know how I feel when you, like, even find, like, a quarter in the laundry. I'm like, hey, you know.
Or finding a $20 bill in your winter coat that you haven't worn since last winter. That's the really good one.
That's happened to me before, and you know, I mean, who says no to $20 anyway?
Not me. Now, did you talk about what's happening at Warehouse 21 in relation to Indian Market?
I would love for you to talk about what's happening at Warehouse 21 in relation to Indian Market.
Well, Saturday, tomorrow, from 7 to 10, IFAM and Warehouse 21 present a concert featuring award-winning, internationally acclaimed Navajo duo Sihasin, featuring Janeda and Clayson Benali. They will be performing a concert of their original high-energy music combined with traditional Navajo songs and dance. Sihasin is a former Blackfire member and maintains... No, Sihasin... Oh, I see. The two of them. They're Blackfire members, and they maintain positive energy of get up, stand up, and use your voice, and do. And let's see. Anyway, if for more information, you can go to sihasin.com, sihasin.com. Oh, my God, it's time to go. How on earth did that happen?
Playing our song.
Anyway,
go
all
see
right.
the go see the Fiesta Melodrama people. It's
yes.
got a lovely depiction of Susana Martinez. This
it
year.
Does, and our mayor Javier Gonzalez has a 1 minute part in it tonight.
That's right. I think he'll be introducing it too.
And I have a 1 minute part in it tomorrow night. And
oh my gosh!
The next day, somebody else will. They're having rotating, but they do a wonderful job. They're fine, hilarious actors, creative people. Mm-hmm. Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me, and let's, you know, everyone bring an umbrella with you today.
Yes, bring an umbrella.
And a parka.
And stream KSFR on your computer, on your phone. The KSFR app is available. You can just download it. And you've been listening to the Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning, fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Hasta la vista. Bye.